everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like "aw shucks."
Aw shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools.
Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
We're brought to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
It's 91.5 WMFO Medford. Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's 9 o'clock and some change. And you know what that means. It's time for On the Town with Mikey D. Show happens here each and every Wednesday from 9 to midnight, giving you the very best that the local music scene has to offer. And my name's Joel. I'm normally the engineer, the guy that books the bands, the guy that does the thing with the stuff and the junk. I very rarely get to host the show, you know, because I'm usually on the other side, you know, mixing the bands and stuff. So I'm very happy to be here. And I'm going to be playing some of the best local music on the planet. And give us a call. Give us your requests. The number is 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636. Or you could send me a Facebook message. Yeah, you know who I am. You know where to find me. Reach out to me on the Facebook. Let's do some requests. Let's start some things off with one of my favorite Boston local bands from the days of yore. I absolutely, absolutely dig this band, and I hope you do too. They're called Common Ailments of Maturity. This is called Glare. 91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D. My name is Joel.
Fly. It's a Thank you.
91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Joel. Going to be with you here until midnight on The Town with Mikey D. Happens here each and every Wednesday. This is the extra special 4th of July Independence Day rendition of On The Town with Mikey D. You know why that's true? You know how that's true? Because I'm hosting. I don't usually host. That's right. So we just heard, some stuff from Jaggery going back to their 2016 album Crux with War Cry. We also heard Phoox from their debut Hooks for Hands, or the first album for Hooks for Hands. Mission Creep gave us Candy on Sunday featuring Johnny Blazes from the On the Sea of Suns album, which came out in 2014. And we started things off with Common Ailments of Maturity from Mow Your Blind with a track called Glare, getting the evening started. My name is Joel. Going to be with you until midnight tonight, playing the best local music on the planet. And I'm going to read a little PSA. We'll get back to some music. We got some stuff coming up later on that might be cool, might be interesting for you. Summer, because we are in we are three knuckles deep into summer, folks. Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Bad people. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch. And never, ever, 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 ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or a building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor. You're a concerned citizen. That's what you are. And that's a public service announcement from the firefighters of Somerville and your firefighting friends here at WMFO Medford Tufts Community Radio. You're on The Town with Mikey D. And here's the latest one from Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band. This is called I love my room. And I love all of you here on The Sound with Mikey D. My name's Joel. Going to be with you until midnight. Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band. On The Sound with Mikey D, WFO Medford.
I love my room.
I love my room.
Yeah. Sunshine on the shore. Put the news on, pour the juice on, scramble up some scrambled joy. Flip a pancake, sugar sweet shake, slather on some syrup, boy, oh boy. Hot buttered toast, cup of coffee, treacle toffee, golden donuts in a row. Let's go downtown, sling some hash browns at the guy who loves them so. Crunchy puffins, English muffins, made of lumpy Pillsbury dough. All for one now, all for fun now, let's do breakfast first.
Stand.
the breath of you.
Breath of you, it's moist, it's moist, so sweet and warm.
101.5 WMFO Medford. Yeah. On the Town with Mikey D. And it's Wednesday night. We just heard the Cave Dogs going back a little ways. Classic from the Cave Dogs with Boy in a Plastic Bubble from the Soul Martini record. We also heard Butterscotch with Hot Butter Toast, which sort of didn't make it all the way through, so we gave you a little bit of Moist as well. Corin Ashley gave us Inappropriate Fashion from his album, from the last album that he put out. Yes. And we started things off with Rick Berlin and the Nickel and Dime Band with I Love My Room from the album The Courage of the Lonely. You're on the Town with Mikey D. My name's Joel, here every week with you from 6 to midnight. And, you know, we got some music for you. It's 4th of July. Hope you're enjoying your holiday. Hope you're listening to the music. Hope you're listening to my voice telling you about the music that you're listening to. 91.5 WMFO Medford, also on the interwebs at WMFO.org. And I got something brand spanking new here in my hand from a band that was in the local music scene for a lot of years. And the leader of the band moved out to Los Angeles, as you do. And the band has done a reunion album, or a little EP at the very least. They're called Betty Goo. And some longtime listeners of the show would remember Betty Goo. They're pretty awesome. And this is the brand new, they have a new EP, and I'm going to play you the title track. This is called The Emperor's New Clothes, and it's brand spanking new from Betty Goo. And you're hearing it exclusively here on 91.5 WMFO on the Town with Mikey D.
We've been through a period, roughly 30 years, where a majority of the population has been left out of economic growth and development. For most people, wages have pretty much stagnated, even declined.
Check out the newborn, so chubby, just born, dumb smiling face, not a care. He's got it so good, running the neighborhood, no turning back now, but beware. When the clock stops before it begins, bleak narcissism's gonna feel like a win. He's got it so good, running the neighborhood, but looks to see, so turn away.
close. God, I'm praying hard that I'm not the only one left. Somebody help me forget. I get the feeling that it's time to get up, but I can't for the thrill.
Watching Kung Fu, baby. See my eyes.
91.5 WMFO. I think I got Todd Bowes on the line. Are you there? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Todd, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
There you are. Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
Success. Kapla. So, okay. On the town with Mikey D, I'm going to do a little back and outs, if you don't mind just hanging in there for a second.
Yep.
Okay. So, we just heard a little bit of the Sift from our compilation, Best of On the Town with Mikey D. And that was called Within You, Without You. We also heard Happy Little Clouds from their latest album, Shift. And that's track that's a track called Somebody Help Me Forget. Betty Goo, brand new stuff from Betty Goo, gave us Emperor's New Clothes, which is the title track to their brand new album. And we got Todd Bowes on the air.
Hey.
And hey, how you doing? Down City Armory Desk. And we're here to talk about the We Are Not Trump compilation, aren't we?
Yes, indeed we are.
Well, first,
thank you so much for.
I gotta ask how you've been. I know that you've been having some health issues, and we just want to all wish you the best.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing well. Actually, I meant to say that. I wanted to thank you actually because back in December when I had my stroke. I remember tuning into WMFO and On the Town with Mikey D using my cell phone. And, I remember you giving me a shout out, while I was in the hospital. And, I really appreciated that. So thank you and all the crew over at On the Town with Mikey D for supporting me definitely in what was a trying period. Yeah,
you know,
really awesome of you.
We all consider you you're part of the Boston Rock family, for gosh sakes.
Here in the wilds of Providence.
The wilds of Providence. So tell me, what's going on with Down City Armory at the moment?
Down City Armory is currently in the process of writing our first full-length LP. The song that we put on the latest Want compilation is going to be appearing on our new album. So I and my writing partner, Rick Rivera, are hard at work getting songs together, putting together what is essentially a concept album about the end of American exceptionalism. We're very excited about that, and we're very excited to have the new Down City Armory song on this We Are Not Trump compilation, this latest one.
Cool, and unfortunately, you said we can't play it because there's some wordy dirds going on there.
Yeah, just a little bit, which is kind of a rarity for me. But the mood hit, and I felt it was appropriate. So people are just going to have to go to our Bandcamp page to check the song.
and the Bandcamp page is what now? We are not Trump.bandcamp.com.
You got it. We are not Trump.bandcamp.com. You can get all of the We Are Not Trump releases, which has our compilations, volumes 1, 2, and 3. Number 3 is the latest one. We are supporting the nonprofit group RAICES, R-A-I-C-E-S. They are a nonprofit legal group that is working to provide low-cost and free legal services, especially for immigrant families.
Right.
And they're kind of on the forefront of what is happening down at the border with children being separated from their families and what's happening to those kids in terms of them being put into detention centers by ICE agents. So it's a serious issue, and they're a legal group working to help reunite the children with their families. And to get these families back together and